Focus on France.
Hello and welcome to Focus on France. I'm Molly Guinness. The former Prime Minister of Thailand, Thaksin Shinawatra, is coming to France on Monday at the invitation of the think tank, the Centre of Political and Foreign Affairs, in Paris's 8th arrondissement. This is in spite of the French Foreign Minister, who requested this week that Thaksin refrain from saying anything in public in France. Fabien Bossard, the head of the think tank, is paying no attention to Bernard Kouchner's request.
Il y a simplement un acharnement.
It's simply a desperate attempt by the Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner. For now, I don't have any reason to think it's the opinion of the French government. It's the personal life of the minister. I think it's a screw-up by the French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner. But listen, it's typical. I'm perplexed by the position of the Quai d'Orsay. Perplexed. And I remind you, the President's office has not made any statement about this.
Du Quai d'Orsay, perplexe. Et je rappelle que le Palais de l'Élysée n'a fait aucune déclaration à l'heure où nous parlons.
Tim Forsyth, a Thailand specialist at the London School of Economics, was not surprised that the French government is reluctant to be seen to allow Thaksin, who has been accused of financing the Red Shirt riots in Bangkok, a platform.
The main reason is that you will annoy the current government of Thailand. Secondly, it might appear that you're taking sides on an issue that you shouldn't be taking sides on. And thirdly, I suppose, you could take an additional ethical stance. Has such a bad human rights record, you shouldn't have a platform for somebody like him.
But Bossard said there was no political agenda.
We are not defending one side or the other. We are simply rather attached to the freedom of speech, and we just want to have a free discussion. It's that that I don't accept about Bernard Kouchner's request.
David Camerou, a senior researcher at Sciences Po in Paris, added that France has important trade links with Thailand, especially when it comes to electronics and aircrafts. The European Union is in the process of negotiating free trade agreements with Southeast Asian countries. Political tension is the last thing EU countries want at this point. That's especially true if the emails Forsyth has been receiving have any truth to them.
Increasing number of people who are saying things like, I'm from a village in northeast Thailand and this man came into the village and said, I will pay you to go to Bangkok and if you get killed in Bangkok, we will give your family a large payout. And if a lot of people leave from a village, then the village will have its debts cancelled if a pro-Thaksin party is elected in the next general election. This is not persuasive, but it is something which needs to be considered. If you ask my personal opinion, I would be astounded if Thaksin isn't funding some of it.
Here's Fabien Bossard again. Perhaps this will put Bernard Kouchner's mind at rest.
He'll talk for 15 minutes about the economy, but not about the political situation within Thailand, but about the economic relations between Europe and Asia, especially Thailand. It's absolutely nothing to do with the political situation within Thailand. I think he will be very measured as far as I know. It's out of the question he will call for a revolt in Thailand. He's free to do that in other places, but I would not organize this type of exercise in my think tank. All this polemic about his arrival was useless and counterproductive. I deplore this aggravation of the situation.
For Focus on France, I'm Molly Guinness.